Post-election attacks and violence are still occurring in some parts of the country. Last night at Ekurhuleni in the Eastern Region, the wife of a campaign officer of an independent candidate was attacked by alleged NPP supporters. The attackers slapped the woman and took away a laptop after narrowly missing the campaign officer, Joseph Agbo. Mr. Agbo, who narrated the incident to Radio Ghana's George Ankra, said the Ekurhuleni police are investigating the incident.
I was there when I received a call that some guys came and attacked my family.
At what time?
They said midnight.
And what did they do to them when you say they have attacked them?
They took away my laptop and then my mom said they gave her three slaps.
Were they able to identify the people?
No. They don't know them.
And what do you suspect? Who do you think those people could be? Could they be armed robbers or what?
I'm not sure they're armed robbers because they took away my laptop and then I had some money in the house. My mom said they didn't ask of any money.
And what message did they leave with your wife?
They asked of my location, and then she, according to my wife, she said she told them I've traveled to the northern region.
And you don't suspect who they are?
Actually, I don't really know them. I suspect a political hand.
Why? Were you campaigning for a political party?
Yes, I was campaigning for an independent candidate for the parliamentary. And then during the campaign, we were being verbally assaulted by the NDC and then the MPP parliamentary candidates, their followers.
So now you cannot say whether your assailants were from the NDC camp or from the MPP camp.
I suspect it's from the MPP camp.
Why do you suspect them?
Because they have won and then they keep on teasing us, pulling our legs. Even at the collision center, it started from there.
Did you make any report to the police?
Yeah.
And what have they been telling you?
They said they will investigate the matter.
So are you now in a state of fear or what?
Actually, my wife is troubled and I'm going to relocate her.
Joseph Agbo is a campaign manager of an independent candidate whose wife was attacked at Ekurhuleni.
Commenting on the unfortunate attacks and violence, a governance expert, Professor Bafo Ajimandia, said the acts are criminal and the police should deal with the perpetrators as such. Professor Ajimandia said Ghanaians must support the police to perform its duties. He spoke to George Ankra.
I don't think any Ghanaian in his right sense would be happy about what is happening. As you said, we have had a very successful election, and even the period before the election wasn't so bad. And after the whole thing has been completed, those who are victorious will celebrate in moderation, as the president-elect has said. Very unfortunately, some hoodlums, I don't know whether the NDC people or whatever, they are simply hoodlums. They're trying to mar the beauty of our democracy. I think strongly that this is a case where the police should be very strong, very firm in dealing with these individuals. I heard one of the NDP party stalwarts who simply refers to such behavior as criminal. Now, I think we have to start to separate political parties from discipline within our ranks. I think the police should not continue to treat people who act criminally with their political lens. These people are simply criminals. And I think the earlier we clamp down upon them, the better for us.
He called on the president-elect to make a definitive statement on the police structure and operations to depoliticize the service and ensure that it works professionally.
That could be part of the reason, because truly, over the past decade or so, our police seem helpless when criminal acts are committed by people close in political party culture. That has been a problem, but I think we need to break that culture. We need to break, and I hope that the new government of Nana Akufo-Addo will make precise statements. I know the Inspector General of Police visited the president-elect yesterday. He has to make precise statements about this particular unwarranted culture in our police so that the police can now confident of themselves. There is this kind of self-protection or self-restraint by the police for fear of being politically victimized or in terms of promotion or transfers or those things. I hope strongly that the new government headed by Nana Akufo-Addo will find a way to bring the police up to its professional level so that henceforth they will act as professionals. They're not active. They are simply serving the parochial interests of a political party.
Others also believe, Prof, that there's the need for the winning party and the losing parties to come out openly with a press conference and condemn and denounce those who are doing this. What is your opinion on that?
Well, in the first place, both sides are condemned. As I began saying, no Ghanaian in his right mind will condone such acts. But if a joint press conference can help to quickly restore sanity, then of course that would be useful. But I think even beyond that, it's a case of rule, and the police still has a role. What about if the press conference is held and these things still can, we still have to call on the police to enforce the law. So for me, what is important is for all political parties to disown anybody who acts in such a manner under its cover, and then to empower the police to do their work. That is how we contain it. So people will know that, look, even if my party is in power and I misbehave, I'll be dealt with according to law. This is what we need to do. So the press conference may be useful, but in my mind, I strongly believe that it's a matter of law, and the police will be fair. If the police hitherto has been reluctant, I think they've got to be empowered by a strong statement of government to really act. That's what we need.
Professor Ajimandia also asked the new government to resource the police to do its work without fear or favor.
I think that we did a lot of education towards the election, and I know many people talked about it. Pre-elections, election and post-election, before election, during elections, and after elections. The police used to say the same. But then again, it seems like after the elections, when everything went smoothly, all of us forgot about the either election period. In other words, the post-election period. Because if the police had not lowered their alert, they could have acted swiftly in arresting this ugly head that has appeared on the scene. So my hope is that as we move through these processes, henceforth, when we are conducting the voter education, we must as well add the post-election education for people not to repeat the bad history we have set for ourselves. Very important for the new president to put his foot down and get the police to act as professionals in this matter.
Governance expert Professor Bafua Ajimandia talking to George Ankra.